It's Monday, February 4th, and it's time for the True North Podcast. Well, hello, folks. This is Pastor Jordan LeBlanc. I'm glad you've decided to join us. Well, that didn't take long for me to rebrand this podcast. I knew I wanted to do it for a couple of reasons, mainly because it gave me the flexibility to publish on days that weren't Monday, but it also enabled the podcast to be applicable on, well, Tuesday or Wednesday. So I racked my brain for a while on what we could call the podcast, really wanting to steer away from the boring things like the Katyville Church Podcast with Pastor Jordan LeBlanc. I settled on True North for two reasons, really. One, it's a subtle nod to my home and native land. If you know the Canadian National Anthem beyond its opening salvo of O Canada, you might recognize that there's a line that describes Canada as the True North, strong and free. So clearly it shouldn't be shocking that I would try to sneak a little bit of my Canadiana into my podcast. But beyond that, the real reason I went with the name of True North is that there's been a common theme of the podcast thus far that has been on reorienting our lives around God's best for us. To me, the concept of True North brings me to travel practices of ship captains and other night travelers in days of yore. The North Star was the fundamental way that they would orient themselves and travel. Everything else could be dark, there could be no land on the horizon, and no hints of which direction to go around them. But the experienced captain would rely on the North Star to direct them where they needed to go. Once they found true north, everything else fell into place. It's that way with our spiritual lives, isn't it? Jesus said that the cares and concerns of life so often steal our focus, steal our joy, and steal our peace. We get confused and we get overwhelmed by all of it. And we feel so lost. But Jesus said that the anxiety and worry that so naturally wells up within our spirits can be combated when we orient our lives around Him. Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all of these things will be given to you too." This is the spiritual equivalent of finding our true north. When we discover true north, everything falls into place. And that's my hope behind this podcast, is that it can help encourage you for sure. That's why I called it Monday Motivation to begin with. But more than encourage you, I hope that it challenges you to find our true north and to orient ourselves around it. Speaking of Canada, last Wednesday in Canada was a Mental Health Awareness Day. It's become pretty standard to engage in a common hashtag of Let's Talk. Everybody from professional hockey teams, basically Canadian royalties, to politicians down to ordinary folks encouraged free communication about the struggles of life as it relates to mental health. And if we were honest, one of the things that we struggle with within our culture is openness about our struggles. We often fight alone, in isolation, painfully aware of our brokenness, but firmly believing that we have to do this alone, that it's the way that it has to be. Theologian Henri Nouwen refers to it as allowing our brokenness to be under the curse. The problem becomes that we allow our brokenness to stay in the dark. And it's in the dark that the brokenness begins to define us. It's in this place that our struggles become our identity. We see ourselves as under the curse of our problems because they exist in the dark. But that's not God's hope for you. God doesn't want you to keep your brokenness in the darkness of the curse. Henri Nouwen is so striking when he writes, "The great spiritual call of the beloved children of God is to pull their brokenness away from the shadow of the curse and put it under the light of the blessing. This is not as easy as it sounds. The powers of the darkness around us are strong, and our world finds it easier to manipulate self-rejecting people than self-accepting people. But when we keep listening attentively to the voice calling us beloved, it becomes possible to live our brokenness, not as a confirmation of our fears that we are worthless, but as an opportunity to purify and deepen the blessing that rests upon us." You can choose how you respond to your brokenness. While the fear in our hearts tells us that the only response to our brokenness is to spiral deeper into it, Jesus offers something else, something new. In the passage that we've been deep diving in over the last few weeks, Jesus reminds his disciples of their deep value in God's eyes. In John 15, he says, "My commandment to you is this, love others as I have loved you. There is no greater way to love than to give your life for your friends, and you are to celebrate our friendship if you obey this command. I don't call you servants any longer. Servants don't know what the master is doing, but I have told you everything the Father has said to me. I call you friends. You did not choose me, I chose you, and I orchestrated all of this so that you would be sent out and bear great and perpetual fruit. As you do this, anything you ask the Father in my name will be done. This is my command to you. Love one another." Jesus emphatically declares that he chose his closest followers. This is no small thing. These were men that, by and large, had been left behind by their society. They were less than, has-beens, and never-weres. They were often labeled as not good enough, as rejects, as deficient in some meaningful way. But Jesus sees them not as worthless, but as people with insurmountable value, as ones who are deeply and dearly loved. Paul reminds us in Ephesians 1, 3, and 4, that the same is true for us who come after the disciples. "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One," he writes, "who grants us every spiritual blessing in these heavenly realms where we live in the Anointed. Not because of anything we have done, but because of what he has done for us. God chose us to be in relationship with him even before he laid out the plans for this world. He wanted us to live holy lives characterized by love, free from sin, and blameless before him. The beauty is that our brokenness doesn't have to define us. Because though we are often broken in more profound ways than we let on, often being broken on a deeper level than even we realize, the love that God has for us outpaces our brokenness. He sees the depths of your pain and the depths of your sin and the depths of your brokenness. And his love is exceptional, greater than you could ever imagine. And your worth is substantial. Jesus used another metaphor that compares the kingdom of heaven, a Hebrew shorthand for the kingdom of God or for following him. He compares it to a jeweler searching for the finest pearls. Jesus said in Matthew 13, "When he found a pearl more beautiful and valuable than any jewel he had ever seen, the jeweler sold all he had and bought that pearl, his pearl of great price." Jesus makes this clear. You are that pearl. You are the one for whom God sold everything. You are God's chosen. You are highly valued. You are deeply loved. Lance Witt once wrote, "You are more broken than you know, and more loved than you can imagine." Bring your brokenness out of the darkness of the curse and into the light of God's blessing, because you are his beloved. Live in that identity today. Let it impact everything else because Christ paid a high price for you. Believe in that love. I'm cheering you on today. Seek your true north, and in it, find everything that you have been longing for. I love you, and I'll see you soon. Bye.